Next person is Guthrie, Guthrie Williams. /318/2026. Hang on 1 second. Mr. Guthrie is in his 15th benefit period from 2/9/2026 to 4/9/2026. Mr. Guthrie is seen to do a face-to-face evaluation, which we shared with the hospice medical director period. Okay, now let's do his date of birth. Date of birth is 2/18/51. So he's a 74-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. He's currently in hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. He also has a history of dementia, delirium, anxiety, bipolar disorder, moderate protein calorie malnutrition, mixed incontinence, bowel and bladder, period. He continues to smoke. He will not quit smoking, period. Is oriented to person, period. He has weight loss, decreased appetite. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. He's had his tachycardic lower extremity edema along with muscle wasting. The edema is most likely related to right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. He also has... He's very weak. He's thin. On the visit today, his heart rate was 120. He just finished smoking. His O2 sat's 92%. A bilateral ankle edema 1+ noted. His LMAC is down to 22 centimeter. He eats very little. He's much weaker, continues to get weaker. He's very confused, has a good attitude about life. Caretaker states that he become overly sexual related to his mental disease. His confusion and his dementia. Yes, sir. 1 second. Put him at FAST score of 6E as in elephant, and his decline appears to be steady, continues to be hospice appropriate, given natural progression of the disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. He does have supplemental oxygen available to him. Oh, actually, his FAST score has now dropped to 7A. And his LMAC is 24 centimeter. Becomes very dyspneic with activity and at rest given his smoking and tobacco use, period. His intermittent confusion is consistent with Alzheimer's dementia. He's at a high risk of aspiration, which causes pneumonia and most likely cause of death in these patients, along with urosepsis, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.